Welcome to the Vitality Radio Podcast, your source for the truth about health, wellness, and real alternatives to drugs, surgeries, and the status quo of healthcare. Here, you'll find information that empowers you to take control of your health. But it's not just about health and wellness. It's about the politics of healthcare and protecting your health freedom. Now, here's your host, Jared St. Clair.
Hello and welcome to Vitality Radio, the podcast where we help you master natural supplements, enhance emotional vitality, and thrive without pharma drugs. I'm your host. My name is Jared St. Clair, and I'm so excited to be with you today because I've got a fantastic guest. If you are concerned about allergy season, hay fever, runny noses, itchy, watery eyes, sneezing and wheezing, and all the other stuff that comes with it, I can relate because there was a time in my life where I had what felt like the worst hay fever ever. On today's episode, I'm going to talk to Jamie Cotter. She is a master herbalist with a company called Wish Garden. We're going to talk specifically about two things that they have developed that can give you relief in as little as 5 minutes. We'll talk about how they work, why they work, what's in them that works, which herbs are in there, and what each herb does individually. So we're really laying it out for you there. And then at the end of the show, I'm going to present to you how I cleared up my hay fever. Well, it seems to be permanently because it's been 34 years since I've had a really significant bout of hay fever. So if you never thought that was possible, I'm living proof that you can do it. We'll talk about that at the very end of the show. So stay tuned. We're going to give you a bunch of things that you need to know about if allergy season is a scary one for you or someone you love. You're in the right place. That's what we're going to talk about today on Vitality Radio. Okay, and now I'd like to go ahead and introduce you to my guest. This is her first time on the Vitality Radio podcast. Her name is Jamie Cotter, and she's been with a company called Wish Garden Herbs since 2017 and is currently their national educator. She has an extensive background in holistic health and started her career over 16 years ago running a wellness center in Chicago. Since then, she has spent many years in natural products development and wellness education. Jamie is an herbalist, a certified health coach, and has trained as a doula and a yoga instructor. Jamie, welcome to Vitality Radio.
Hi, Jared. Thanks for having me.
Happy to have you here. I have been a fan of Wish Garden for a while, but we haven't had anyone ever talk about it here on the show. I've actually used quite a few of your products over the years, including the one that I really want to focus on today. So here we are in Utah. We're recording this the very first day of April, April Fool's Day, but everything we're going to tell you is true. And this will release, I think, in about a week or two, which is just about perfect timing because March, April, May here is where everybody starts saying, what can I do for my allergies and my hay fever and my sniffling nose and my runny eyes and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to focus on allergies and the herbal approach to allergies and hay fever today. So let's get into just a little bit of background on Wish Garden, the company itself. Now, all you do are liquid tinctures. You're not making capsules. You're not making teas. Nope. It's all liquid dropper bottle or droppers or spray bottles, I guess. Most of them are little squirt bottles, right?
Yep, pump top bottles.
And what is your take on liquid herbs versus encapsulated herbs, especially for people that maybe haven't dipped their toes into the liquid herbal thing just yet?
Yeah, great question. So Wish Garden started back in 1979. This is our 45th anniversary this year. So we've been doing this a long time, and we are just hardcore herbalists trying to make the best herbal remedies out there. We've been pretty dug in on liquids since the beginning, and that is for many reasons. I'll tell you quickly our origin story because that kind of points to the liquid piece and why we are such believers in it. So Wish Garden was started by a midwife back in 1979, and she was making formulas to support her clients going through their pregnancy journeys in pregnancy and birth and postpartum. And what she needed was really fast acting, especially if you're using herbs in birth, right? You need things that work fast, that have high deliverability, high absorption. We need fast acting. And the best way you're going to get that is through a liquid tincture. And so that has really informed everything we've done since then. So basically, when you're looking about using plants as medicine, and for 99% of human history, plants were our only form of medicine. They were put on this earth to be our medicine. And so when you're looking at the use of herbs, there's a lot of different ways to engage with herbs, right? You can chew the plant material itself. When people are really on the fence about herbalism, I'm like, do you eat basil? Do you eat thyme, right? This is a source of herbalism, getting the benefits of the power of plants. Then, of course, as you alluded to, there's a tea extraction. And we have done teas in the past, and they may come back. So the water extraction is wonderful, but only certain constituents in the plant are going to come out with water, going to be extracted with water. So that is one form where it's appropriate. And then you move into, you know, using herbs medicinally, and that's where we see either liquids or capsules, and these days things like gummies and such. Now, the reason we're such big believers in liquid is, once again, one of the big things that we pioneered is this fast-acting symptom soothing, 5-minute symptom relief from using a liquid tincture. You know, our big mission is to get people to believe in the power of herbs and to experience the power so that they start to use herbal remedies kind of instead of running to the drugstore for every little issue. Because, you know, the things in the drugstore, while they work and they're powerful, a lot come with the unwanted side effects. You know, I've heard someone say recently at a medical conference, choose your drug, choose your side effect, right? So what we want to remind people is that plants can be often as powerful, as effective, but we need them to get into the bloodstream quickly and get to work. And that is where the liquid piece comes in. So the beauty of a liquid, the active constituents of the plants are already in solution. And when you take this, it's bypassing having to go through digestion. When you swallow a capsule, your body has to break that down, and then it has to get absorbed through your digestive system. So we're talking probably minimum 20 minutes to the point of it being broken down. And then once that happens, if there's any digestive insufficiencies, barriers, imbalances, which, I mean, who doesn't have some digestive issue these days, you're probably not absorbing the full potential of what's even in that capsule. So the beauty of the liquid, from the moment you take it, it's starting to absorb into the mucous membranes of your mouth, into your bloodstream, and getting to work quickly. Now, especially because we're going to talk a lot about allergy season today, when you're suffering and you're having these allergy symptoms, you don't want to have to wait 20, 30 minutes for the capsule to break down. And then if it gets to the point where it starts to absorb and you're like, ugh, I only got 50% relief, okay, so taking a second capsule, and then we're looking at an hour to symptom relief. And the beauty of a liquid is we can get within 5 minutes a soothing of those symptoms and making you feel pretty good. So that's where we are big believers in what liquids can do in terms of fast acting and then high absorption potential.
All right. So as someone who educates and has educated for, 7 years or so on liquid herbs for Wish Garden, you know, the number one thing someone listening to this show is going to ask is, yeah, but how bad does it taste?
Exactly.
So let's talk about that.
Okay, here's my motto, Jared. Embrace the taste. Embrace the taste. The taste is our cross to bear in life. This is the downside to a liquid tincture. Now, here's the funny thing I find on a spectrum. You have your people who are kind of your hardcore health people. They're doing wheatgrass shots and they've been taking herbs for 30, 40, 50 years. And then you have people who only want to eat gummy vitamins. If they're going to do anything healthy, it's got to taste delicious. So the hardcore people actually think Wish Garden tinctures taste amazing. And the gummy vitamin people, those are the ones we have to slowly win over. So what's such a bummer for me is that people wouldn't get the incredible results that these tinctures can offer because they're being turned off by the taste. And I think what's happened in our modern lives, we've become very sweet tooth oriented. Our diets are very heavy in sugar and processed foods. And so our palates are just not used to the taste of nature anymore. You know, we've lost bitters from our diet, which is actually a big problem for many reasons. And so we just have to reacquaint ourselves with the taste of nature. And I will say several things about the taste. First off, one of my favorite things to tell people is, you know, I bet you didn't like coffee the first time you tried it. Or if you drink, you probably didn't like beer or wine or whiskey the first time you tried it. But you like the way these things made you feel. So you were willing to let your palate evolve, right, over time mm-hmm. to embrace those tastes. It's the same thing with a tincture. At first, you might be like, ooh, this is bitter. This doesn't taste good. Over time, your palate will adjust and you will get used to it. You know, people say to me all the time, like, do these taste different? Do you make them taste better? Like we changed it. It's like, no, you're just used to it now after taking it. And what I will say is that there is a unique extraction process we do at Wish Garden because taste is important to us. If we're going to bring, you know, normal everyday people into the herbalism fold, we know we have to make this taste better. So what right. we do that's unique, the traditional tincture extraction would be a combination of alcohol and water to extract the active constituents out of the plant. Now, glycerin is also a fantastic extraction medium. And when you have an alcohol-free tincture, it's done completely with glycerin. Now, what we do at Wish Garden is we use all three extraction mediums, alcohol, spring water, and glycerin. Now, the beauty here is we're getting to the broadest range of constituents possible. And then in the finished product, we're able to reduce the alcohol content. So in a lot of tinctures, you'll see, you know, 50 to 80% alcohol. And in Wish Garden tinctures, we're ranging from about 25 to 45%. And having the glycerin in there, so glycerin is a comes from a plant. We have a flaxseed source of glycerin. It's a plant material. It's got a natural sweetness. And so it makes the tinctures more palatable. You don't get that burning sensation you get with high alcohol tinctures. You can actually taste the plants. So we are able to bring a natural sugar-free, you know, totally natural sweetness to the tincture. Now, the thing that we can't really hide still is the earthy taste of the plant. And plants taste how they taste. It's nature, you know. If you're okay with eating like a nice like arugula salad, you'll be okay with the tincture. You know, we usually say it's like a really strong herbal tea. You will adjust to it. And now here's the thing. You do not have to take these directly. I totally get it. If you have a sensitive palate, you don't have to just pump it directly into your mouth and suffer. You can absolutely dilute the tincture in some water, juice, lemonade, kombucha, whatever you like to drink. Dilute it so that you don't have to taste it directly. That's going to really help. I just say put the training wheels on and get it in. However, I've had people say to me all the time, you know, my husband only drinks Coca-Cola. Can I put it in there? I mean, I don't want him drinking Coca-Cola, but yes, if that's what he's doing, put it in there, whatever it takes to get it into the bloodstream. That's all you need to do. And I actually have a really fun summertime mocktail recipe I like to recommend with our kick-ass allergy that we can talk about that really helps make it palatable and you don't have to taste the bitter herbs. But I promise you, it is worth those few seconds of mild suffering and you will totally evolve. And I'm a huge, huge fan of liquid tinctures. They've just made such a difference in my life. And so it is my mission to get people to embrace liquid tinctures.
I love it. Well, and I will say this. I mean, Wish Garden's 45 years old this year. We're 47 years old this year at Vitality. So we started around the same time. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, of course, there weren't gummies for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of herbs back in that day were tinctures, more as a higher percentage than there is now for sure, I think. Mm-hmm. This was prior to extracts in capsules. You know, it's just basically dried powdered herb in a capsule or a liquid extract or tincture. So as a kid who grew up in a health food store and had parents that were hell-bent on giving me nasty tasting things because it was good for me, mm-hmm. I've tasted a lot of stuff. And I will say this, I would agree with you exactly because I would be more on the hardcore side you talked about. Like I can take a wheatgrass shot, no big deal.
Yeah.
I always recognize that my palate has been acclimated, we'll say. I was going to say
well
abused,
trained.
But we'll say acclimated to the taste of nature. But I will also say this. I've had a lot of liquid tinctures over the years, and Wish Gardens are easily some of the most palatable of any of them that I've tried. They don't have the same sting or bite to them that many alcohol extracts do. They're quite mild as herbal extracts go or herbal tinctures go. So don't sweat it too much if you want the quick results that we're talking about. And I'll say this too. I dealt with hay fever as a teenager. We're talking 35 years ago now. I had really, really bad hay fever. And after I'm done talking to you, Jamie, I'm going to share with the audience kind of my story of that because we're going to talk about some things that we can do to prevent it in the first place as well. But as someone who is a previous sufferer, I don't deal with hay fever anymore. I would have taken anything, I think, to get away from the runny eyes and the runny nose and blowing my nose 100 times a day and the raw red nose from all the Kleenex and all the other stuff. It's like, yeah, that's a small price to pay, especially for something that works really, really quickly. So anyway, I think that's all we need to talk about with the tinctures themselves. So let's talk about this formula. It's a, I would say it's a clever and slightly edgy name, Kick-Ass Herbals. You've got Kick-Ass Allergy. You've got Kick-Ass Immune. Are there any others with that name in the line?
Yeah, we have Kick-Ass Biotic. We have...
Oh, that's right.
Yep. Kick-Ass Kick-Ass Immune, Kick-Ass Biotic. We have a Kick-Ass Throat Spray, Kick-Ass Allergy, Kick-Ass Sinus. And then we have Kick-Ass Allergy and Sinus as a combo. So we have a whole lineup. Yes, and we do try to be, it's a little edgy. It's also meant to be funny. So, you know, our big mission, once again, is to make herbal remedies approachable. And I can't tell you how many times people say they bought the formula because they got a little chuckle out of the name. And then they were surprised at how well it worked. And people will say, you know, my mom or my grandma, they don't swear. They never say a curse word, but they love to say, can you go get me that Kick-Ass stuff? And then occasionally when people really don't want to say the curse word, they'll just say the kick butt or the kick donkey or the kick whatever. They have the cutest ways around it. But yeah, we're just trying to be funny and approachable.
Yeah. Well, and it is funny. And I have had people looking on the shelves at Vitality and audibly chuckle as they read the label. So this formula, though, it really is a formula that packs a punch, and it's a really noticeable one. One of the reasons I wanted to introduce Wish Garden to my audience with this formula is because I know it is one of the superstars in your line and one of the ones that you get, you know, some of the most positive feedback on. And of course, tis the season. Like I said, you know, we've got spring allergies coming up right now. We've got the fall allergy season coming up just in a few months. One of the other things that I love about what you've done with your brand is you've also, in terms of, you know, approachability, you've got these little bottles that you can fit in your pocket that are really inexpensive to buy right out of the gate. I think they're around 10 bucks, if I remember. And you can carry them with you. You can throw them in your handbag. You can literally fit it in your pocket if you want. Keep it in the car. And it works great because it's portable, super portable, but it's also super cheap to give it a shot and see if this is going to work for you, which I love as well. But let's talk about the formula itself. So I've got the label here. Yeah. We'll start right at the top with Yerba Santa leaf. What? Because I think that's an herb that if you've been doing this for a long time, you know what it is. I don't think it's that commonly known by, you know, most people. We know about elderberry and echinacea and ginger and things like that. But Yerba Santa flies under the radar. So let's talk about it.
Yeah. It would be an honor to introduce Yerba Santa to the masses. This translates to Herb of the Saints. This is a North American native plant, native to Southern California, Northern Mexico, and then even parts of Oregon. So I love the plants that are our native plants, because that's a big thing we try to do at Wish Garden, especially focusing on, you know, local bioregional herbalism, is to use plants native here, because these are the plants that we need. But when the Spanish came to the U.S. and they started picking up on our medicinal plants, they saw how well this plant worked. They called it Yerba Santa, Herb of the Saints, Holy Herb. So quite the name. And this is the beauty of having been around a long time. Our owner and formulator, incredible woman named Catherine Hunziker, she trained with some of the great classic herbalists, including Michael Moore. Michael Moore is a very well-known North American herbalist. He's passed on, but he has really one of the pioneers of our modern herbalism movement, and taught many of the well-known teachers of today. And so, you know, what Catherine was able to really learn were these classic Native American herbs and what they could do. And so Yerba Santa is one of our all-time favorites at Wish Garden. We use it in a lot of formulas. It's kind of well-known for its respiratory immune support. So it's really good for people in an immune response, but also people who struggle with more chronic respiratory issues. Yerba Santa is phenomenal, really, for lung health. But what we have found, and what Catherine was taught by Michael Moore, is that Yerba Santa is nature's absolute best histamine-supporting herb, and histamine response is the real key to an allergy response. And so what I always tell people, there are a lot of approaches to allergies, and probably the most well-known herb for allergies is nettle, and we love nettle. It's coming up next. It's in the formula, or maybe the three herbs away. Mm-hmm. But Yerba Santa really blows nettle out of the water when it comes to that in the moment fast histamine response. And so that's why people love kick-ass allergy so much. You know, if I was only going to be able to pick one plant in this formula, it would definitely be the Yerba Santa. That's how you're getting those fast results. That is providing the real profound histamine response in the body to help sort of deal with the waterworks and the sneezy, sniffly, scratchy stuff that's happening with allergies. So Yerba Santa, definitely the key player in here. And that's working on multiple levels, but specifically for allergies, we're looking at that histamine response, and that's what it really shines at.
Awesome. Yeah, I think it's a really underrated herb, especially in this area with, like you say, kind of cleaning up the waterworks with allergies and things like that. You did mention nettle. That is next on the list. So let's talk about how nettle works in this formula.
Yeah. So nettle is an incredible plant. There's an adage basically that when in doubt, use nettle. It's kind of there's no herbalist on this planet who doesn't love nettle, and it plays an important role. So nettle does play a role in histamine response. It certainly can help with that. Now, like I said, we stand behind Yerba Santa kind of blowing nettles away when it comes to the histamine response, but nettle provides some support in that aspect. The real benefit of nettle is its mineral and nutrient density. Very, very rich in minerals and vitamins. And so this is important for basically our cellular health. And this is why so many herbalists and herb lovers love nettle. This is often drank as a tea. It's an herb that's phenomenal in a tea. And of course, can be tinctured as well. But the richness in minerals and vitamins is really what's helping nourish the body. So it's really in here for the supportive role, really nourishing us on a cellular level. So cellular health is really key to so much of how we respond to anything, how our immune system responds, our nervous system responds. And so nettle, we put in these key formulas when we're looking for that nutrient density support to just make our cells work better. So really, once again, that immune strength, that histamine support. So it's really playing an important role in allergy, but really expanding to our larger physiology as a whole.
All right. Awesome. And an herb that I think most everybody has at least heard of, echinacea. Why is echinacea in this? Because I think most people think of echinacea as an immune herb.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Cold and flu and that sort of thing. Here you have it in an allergy formula. What's the purpose?
Yeah. So there's a reason echinacea is so well known and popular. I always joke that echinacea must have hired a good PR person in the 90s because it's the one herb that everyone's heard of. And here's the thing. This is a classic North American native herb. If there's any herb that probably, you know, exemplifies North American medicine, it is echinacea, widely used by native populations, and it has incredible implications for our immune system. Now, the role it plays specifically with allergies is really interesting because, of course, immune response is an aspect of an allergy response. An allergic response is a kind of a misfiring of the immune system. And so, of course, we want to see that immune response piece happen. But the cool thing about echinacea, it's also got profound implications in the lymphatic system. And so it's really good at supporting the way the lymph responds in an immune response, and also at helping to support tissue states. So this is something that can easily happen when our immune system is overactivated and goes on the attack, and we see this buildup of histamine, is that the tissues start to come under attack, and the crumbling tissues is where we see a lot of the symptoms and the waterworks. So something that echinacea is really, really good at is helping to hold those tissue states intact and to deliver the immune response to the tissues to fortify them. So by strengthening the tissue states, we're able to see less of an impact of the way histamine is affecting those tissues. So it's a pretty cool functionality in there to really round out this whole picture of how we're helping some of this symptom support in allergy response.
All righty. And here's another herb I think most people probably haven't heard of, Yerba Mansa. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah, Yerba Mansa is not in this formula. Yerba Mansa is in the kick-ass allergy and sinus formula.
Oh, okay.
That might be a little
confusing.
Did I pull
up the wrong one? All right.
Yeah. That's
so
a great
one.
So
what's next after echinacea then?
Yeah, so the last one in here is the orange peel. So okay. Kick-ass allergy just has the four, Yerba Santa, nettle, echinacea, orange peel. And then when we bring in the next formula, kick-ass allergy and sinus, that's where you see the Yerba Mansa. So,
well, let's do this then, because we have both of, we'll have both available for people, and we can talk about differentiating the two. So let's work through the rest of the herbs.
Yeah.
You've got the four. So let's go ahead and talk orange peel, and then we'll talk about why you've added the other three to the sinus formula.
Totally. Okay, so orange peel, literally the peels of an orange that we're tincturing, very rich in quercetin. So quercetin is what people, a flavonoid compound that people are very familiar with in supporting allergies. So we see, we get the quercetin content from orange peel as well as vitamin C and A. It's pretty notable for those two. Vitamin C, very, very important in an allergy response, of course, because of its support of the immune system. Another benefit of orange peel is it can really help support antioxidant pathways in the body. And that's once again, looking at, you know, the health, the strength of cellular health. So orange peel is, I don't want to say it's like the least important player in here because all these herbs are very important, but it is definitely, I'd say orange peel and nettle are the real support system where Yerba Santa and Echinacea are doing some of the heavier lifting, but orange peel is in there, you know, once again for the chemical compounds, quercetin, vitamins A and C, and really that full picture of immune strength.
Well, and you brought up something there that I think people maybe need to understand a little bit better. People are a little less familiar with herbs and herbalism. And I think it's cool because you talked about it with nettle. You talked about it also with the orange peel. Oftentimes, herbs are a big chunk of their functionality is the nutrient density of the herb itself, right? And what's found in there. So when we talk about orange peel and we talk about quercetin, and I know that in the allergy season, we have lots of people coming to Vitality asking for quercetin specifically because they've read about some of the properties that it has when it comes to allergies. But instead of extracting quercetin itself from the orange peel, you're doing a concentration and extraction of the orange peel itself to get that whole picture, the quercetin plus the C plus the A and the other things.
Exactly.
So I love that because now, like you said, you have the supportive ingredients. You also have the more, I guess you could say, symptom relieving type ingredients in there as well that are going to be more noticeable. So then what's the point of a just an allergy formula versus an allergy and sinus? Who would want to try one versus the other? Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that. And then we'll talk about those last few herbs.
Yeah. So kick-ass allergy, really good for, you know, your very direct, mild to moderate allergy responses, right? The pollens are in the air. You start to feel those symptoms coming on. It's like the scratchy nose, the sneezing, watery eyes. So kick-ass allergy is going to take care of a lot of that. You know, this is a hugely popular formula. Actually, kick-ass allergy is the number one selling herbal allergy product in the country. So it even beats out capsules. So clearly there's people willing to power through the taste to get the benefits. And really there's so much of just your day-to-day allergy symptoms that kick-ass allergy can do the job. Now, the point where we want to move on to what we call kick-ass allergy and sinus, a different formula, is when allergies sort of turn into head congestion. Now, of course, if you think about it, allergies are a wet condition, right? And that kind of wet dampness starts to create a kind of breeding ground to, you know, for congestion to take over and for things to kind of develop into more of that kind of head cold kind of feeling. So kick-ass allergy and sinus is really good for when the allergies have really like kind of set in, sunk into the head and start to cause this larger congestion. We see things like post-nasal drip, et cetera. So what kick-ass allergy and sinus does is it has the full allergy formula to support that histamine response, but then additional sinus supporting and upper respiratory herbs to help clear some of that congestion out of the head. So we want to help prevent people from having post-nasal drip get into their throats and lungs. We want to relieve some of that massive head congestion that's making you even more uncomfortable. So I would say kick-ass allergy is a great place to start for the everyday common allergy symptoms. And then when things kind of turn into that more head congestion, we want to bring on the sinus support as well.
So would someone who has head congestion for other reasons other than allergies consider the allergy and sinus, even though it says allergy in the name, it would still be an effective
They
formula?
Could. So here's the beauty about Wishgarden. We formulate for just about everything. And we do have a formula just called kick-ass sinus. And so what I would say is when you're having sinus issues unrelated to allergies, Yeah, the kick-ass allergy and sinus would help get you somewhere, but you probably want to go the more direct kick-ass sinus because we're looking at different elements here, different factors that are contributing to the sinus congestion. It could be just an immune response, you know, just that kind of head cold that is living above the neck. It could be, you know, something getting stuck in the sinus cavities causing congestion or causing that dry, impacted feeling. So for that reason, I would sort of stick more direct kick-ass sinus and save the kick-ass allergy and sinus for when there is an allergy component involved.
Okay, good enough. Mm-hmm. All right, and so let's talk about those last few ingredients. Yerba mansa, I mentioned before. Why is that one in the sinus, the allergy and sinus formula?
I would have to say this is one of my all-time favorites. I think yerba mansa is probably the key player in what's going to make kick-ass allergy and sinus really helpful. So yerba mansa is an herb that tends to grow in wet, damp, boggy conditions. You'll literally see it by a riverbed, usually under some shade cover. And when you're trying to understand the functions of a plant, often how they grow, this is a little bit of doctrine of signatures, how they grow, what they look like, can indicate what they're doing in the body. So you think of it, you know, in this like wet, damp, cold place, and that's exactly the way it's impacting the body. So it really gets to those things that are stuck and wet and cold, where there's trouble kind of getting that to clear out. So yerba mansa is what I would call, like, it's very warming in the body. I'd call it a deep dislodging herb. So very, very powerful for helping to get that stuck, damp, wet congestion that it's going to just perpetuate your allergy discomfort.
All right. Awesome. And mostly, I think, know about elderberries. Mm-hmm. We talk about elderberries for, you know, cold and flu season and all that sort of thing. You've got elderflower in this formula. Yeah. Why would we choose flower over berries, and why is it in here?
Great question. We have been long time lovers of elderflower at Wish Garden. We only started using elderberry a few years ago. There's no denying how powerful and nutrient rich elderberry is, but elderflower. So if you've ever seen an elder tree, or don't worry about it, just picture a tree. The flowers come out first, and these are one medicinal part of the plant. And then in the fall, the flowers dry up and then the berries come out. And they both have very similar, medicinal properties. Now, elderberry has had some more comprehensive studies done on it, which I think is why it's become more popular. But elderflower is actually the more accessible medicine from this tree, because elderflowers don't need to go through this. There's a very specific process you have to do with elderberry to get off, you know, to make it bioavailable and not cause like stomach upset, which of course any legitimate company is doing. But elderflower is very accessible. This was always the part of the tree more traditionally used and tinctured. And it supports very similar things. It supports an immune response. It's really good at helping to regulate temperature in the body, and really good for upper respiratory health. So when that herb, particularly elderflower, is in this formula to really help with that upper respiratory immune response and to bring balance to a temperature if that's gotten out of balance there. So we're longtime lovers of elderflower. And like I said, elderberry has a place as well. But I do think when the more specific upper respiratory allergy response, elderflower would be what I would choose here.
All right. Good to know. And how about horseradish? This is another one people think about or have heard about, but they think about it probably as more part of a recipe or maybe a sauce that they might put on their food or whatever.
Exactly.
So, but I think we all know that if you've eaten horseradish, you know what it does. It just kind of opens things up, almost like eucalyptus or something. So I assume that's why it's in there. What are the properties? Are there any other properties we should know about?
Yeah, the cool thing about horseradish, to your point, it is very warming. It's really good at helping to just open up those airways. But the cool thing about horseradish is what we call a mucous membrane normalizer. So it really has a powerful impact on the sinuses, but it doesn't really matter if the sinuses are dry and impacted, which tends to happen in drier, dustier climates, or the sinus issues are wet and productive, which may happen more in damp climates. Horseradish can help to balance those out. That's why we call it a normalizer. So it's really good at getting in there and striking the proper balance of either, you know, oh, too moist, let's help clear that out, or dry impacted, let's bring more moisture in. So but once again, like, this is where when people are kind of, oh, does this stuff work? It's like, well, food is medicine. Horseradish is a food, it's a condiment, right? But there is a very powerful benefit to it, especially for sinus health.
Yeah, and I will say I've tried this formula, and I I'm pretty sure I did try. I must have, because I could tell there was horseradish in it, the allergy and sinus. And you can feel it. I mean, it's it's immediately noticeable when you squirt it in your mouth. And I think just a really cool formula, because one of the challenges, I think, and you'll have to tell me what your experience has been with this, Jamie, but as someone who's been selling this stuff forever and ever and talking to people about it and what their, you know, kind of reservations are about natural medicine and all this kind of thing, one of the biggest things that people tend to, I think, assume almost is that natural remedies are going to be slow acting. Mm-hmm. That pharmaceuticals are fast, but natural remedies take time. And in some cases, that is the case, right? Sure. We have some natural things that do take some time. But the herbs that are in these formulas, they kick quick, right? And you can feel them right away. And so you don't have to think you've got to try this formula for a week before you're going to start to see results.
Exactly.
You can notice it, like you said, 5-10 minutes after taking it, it's a noticeable thing. And I love that about them. I also want to point out a couple of things about your formulation. As I look at, you know, something that a lot of my more kind of astute listeners are always paying attention to, or maybe more my more sensitive listeners are paying attention to, is the other ingredients that we find on things, right? So you've got vegetable glycerin in here. You've got Rocky Mountain artesian spring water and organic and gluten-free alcohol. So first off, for people that are gluten intolerant, no reason that they can't use these formulas then, right?
Nope, certified gluten-free.
Awesome. And you're using artesian spring water as opposed to, you know, some sort of purified water, I'm assuming, because you're trying to maintain that higher mineral content, that kind of thing?
Yeah, there's a life force in that water. We're actually, it's a very cool story. We get our water from in Colorado, El Dorado Canyon. It's a place that many, many, probably hundreds of years ago, was used as a site of peace for native tribes. They would come together and collect water from here. So it has a rich history. It's a living water source. Of course, we're checking. We check everything for contaminants. We have extensive quality control. But there is something about the aliveness of that water that we really prefer and think lends a little bit more of an aliveness to the tincture.
Excellent. All right. So then I think we've pretty much taken care of going through the formula. How is this typically recommended that, or how do you recommend that we use these formulas?
Yeah, great. So there would be a little difference in the way you'd want to use Kick-Ass Allergy versus Kick-Ass Allergy and Sinus. And this is something we're very big on educating at Wish Garden, because the biggest trap people get into, and you kind of alluded to this with our expectations of what we get over the counter and then what an herbal remedy can provide. So people do think, oh, these don't work. They don't work right away. I have to take this for weeks on end before it works. And I always say it's not true of herbs, it's true of issues. You know, we're not going to solve a big hormone imbalance or chronic fatigue or somebody who's really looking to improve, like you said, you kind of healed your hay fever. Like, that doesn't happen overnight, but we can certainly help soothe symptoms in 5-10 minutes. And this requires the proper use of the formula, because we're kind of used to going to the drugstore and we swallow this tiny little pill and then magically all the pain is gone, right? And it doesn't quite work that way with something natural. So you take our bottle. We have a pump top bottle, which makes it really easy to measure out a serving and to, if you want to take it directly, to do it directly. So starting serving, I have the pump, the 2 ounce pump top here, but you mentioned our 0.66 ounce. So the starting serving is going to be 7 to 8 pumps. Now let's talk Kick-Ass Allergy. This is where we're looking for that immediate symptom soothing. So you take your 7-8 pumps, you give it a couple minutes to kick in. After a few minutes, you want to check back in. Okay, do I have complete relief of these symptoms? Good to go. You're moving on. You're a cheap date. You're a one serving person. Now, because we're all different, right? We all have different constitutions, different metabolism. Some people are more sensitive to herbs. Some people are more dense. You also may be different from week to week, especially with allergies. Allergy sufferers know it can start off kind of mild early season, and then 3 weeks into the season, you're just, it's a full-on assault, and it might take more for you to get the same results. So when you're checking back in, you give it that 5 minutes to kick in. If you got, okay, I got, you know, 50% relief, but still there, take a second serving, right? You can do that serving up to 4 times total. So we're looking at potentially, you know, around 30 pumps of the formula. That's a lot. Not everyone's going to need that much, but you really do want to play with your volume, because when you're looking for that fast result, you just have to be aware of how much your body needs to get that job done, right? So that's a volume, and that's the beauty of a liquid. And some people, you know, if they're hugely sensitive to herbs, only need even half a serving and they feel great results. So it's really cool to be able to play so quickly with how much your body needs and to get those results. Now, we have a slightly different strategy for something like kick-ass allergy and sinus, because in this case, we're looking at more persistent head congestion. And this could be something that's a little bit more difficult to move out within a couple of minutes. So what we do here is what we call our move through it strategy. And this would be taking your serving. So you start with your 7-8 pumps, and then you might repeat that every hour or every 2 hours. And that might just be a day, day and a half to really get that immune response, that upper respiratory immune response, and to start clearing some of that congestion out of the head. So for a day and a half, you might be pretty aggressive on it every hour or two, not when you're sleeping, just in the waking hours. And then you can taper off as you start to feel better. Because what happens is when your allergies turn into that more profound head congestion, it can just take more time to launch that immune response and move it out. But this is a very, very powerful and effective strategy when you're looking at anything immune responding, whether it's allergies or otherwise, to really hit it with that frequency. Because that's where you see, okay, sending the immune system out, sending the lymph out, and really impacting the response. And so that would be the slight difference in how you use the kick-ass allergy and sinus as more of a move through it versus a in the moment effect.
All right. I love that. I think one of the big challenges too that people deal with in this world of a million different brands selling these types of things, and how much maybe you can say on a label legally about, you know, dosages and things like that with the laws that surround natural products. People need a little bit more clear instruction, I think.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that you laid that out as clearly as you did. I think that's really useful. Anything else that you'd like to add about this formula before we wrap this up?
I think the beauty of this formula is that it's so approachable. I'd say it's probably the number one formula that we can get buy-in from people who are not sold on herbs, who are not really sure if they believe in this stuff or not, because, you know, the solution, the over-the-counter solutions are really not great in this regard. Yeah, they can be effective, but there's some pretty significant downstream consequences. A lot of allergy medications have been tied to dementia and brain degeneration when they're used in a, and some people need to rely on them all the time. So we have a lot of people really wanting to reduce their dependence on those over-the-counters. And the other downside to some of the OTCs is that you can typically only take them once a day because they may either be stimulating or drowsy making. And so you can't, you know, you might take it in the morning, but then you can't take it again for another 24 hours. But nature's not going to sit around and not impact you. You could walk outside and get hit with a big cloud of pollen and be in total discomfort at 3 p.m. and not able to take anything. So that's when we see a lot of buy-in on kick-ass allergy, is people who are like, okay, I'm struggling. Someone told me this works. Let me try it. And then they see, wow, this can work almost as well as, or as well as the stuff I'm getting at the drugstore. And it's a really great way to ease people in to just try it. There's no harm. You can buy the 0.66 ounce bottle, $9.99, you know, a pretty mild expenditure to really see if something can work for you. So it's a wonderful, I think, formula to just start seeing how herbs work. And because of that 5-minute symptom soothing, you can really blow people away with the power of what herbs can do. And I did promise I would mention this mocktail that I really like. I don't know how I discovered this, but kick-ass allergy actually tastes really good in an Arnold Palmer, half iced tea, half lemonade. So let's say you're having a party in the summer or spring, right? And you're all sitting outside and you've got allergy sufferers and you want to help them, you know, not be suffering. So what I do is I take either just a pure lemon and squeeze that lemon in, and or I'll take a concentrated lemon juice, dilute that with a little bit of water and a scoop of honey, because local honey is great for seasonal allergies. And then half iced tea. I like that I don't know how you say it, brand, but it's an unsweetened iced tea. So you've got your unsweetened lemonade, unsweetened iced tea, a little honey to sweeten it up, and your 8 pumps of kick-ass allergy, and you've got this really tasty, refreshing, perfect summertime beverage, and you've got just like the, you know, histamine support built right in there for you. So that's one of my favorite ways to engage people who are a little skeptical and, you know, give them something tasty. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, right?
That's right. That's right. No, I love that. And I love that you mentioned local honey, because that's a big deal too, because that local honey, it has a decades, centuries of use for this purpose, for sure.
Yeah.
And, of course, all kinds of other benefits. Any other quick tips for people outside of what we've mentioned so far in terms of other things they can do to help remediate some of these allergy symptoms?
Yeah, so, you know, what we're looking at here, because kick-ass allergy is wonderful, but it's really a responder. It's like you already have the symptoms, and here's how we're going to soothe them, right? So what I always like to recommend to people I know who are allergy sufferers is ahead of the season is where you want to start kind of training your immune system, and that is with things like local. It's got to be local. Local honey, local bee pollen. Those are great, you know, just taking that every day. It's a great way to expose your body to the local pollens that could be causing problems down the line. Eating quercetin-rich foods leading up to allergy season, and there's a whole list of quercetin-rich foods, onion being like one of the highest on there, but a lot of fruits and vegetables, kale, things like that, really rich in the quercetin that can help build some of your resilience. And then really when you're ready to, and you might have some experience with this, Jared, but when you're ready to like really look at, okay, what is causing my allergies, and we want to look at the bigger picture of diet and lifestyle and gut healing and immune strengthening, that's where I think is you're going to have the most profound benefits. I mean, it all begins in the gut. So for me, if I'm working with a client, especially, I really want to start with some good gut healing, which is going to lead to immune strengthening and hopefully reduce the, and like I said earlier, you know, having allergies is really kind of a misreading of your immune system. Something's gotten into the bloodstream, it's registering it as foreign, and we want to prevent that from happening in the first place. So this is where like health coach brain kicks in, and I just think let's work on the gut health, let's work on taking the triggers out of the diet that are making you more sensitive to allergies to begin with. So it can require work and dedication, but that's where we're going to see the biggest impacts over time.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it is interesting, too, because we are in a society now in America where we tend to think of symptom relief quicker maybe than we think of root cause concerns, right?
Yeah.
And where are these symptoms coming from? And I always tell my clients that a symptom is just a message from the body saying, hey, something's not quite right in here. Let's address this. And you can address it by hitting the symptoms, and doing it herbally like this is a safe and effective way to do that. But at the same time, there's a reason why we're experiencing these allergies, and looking at diet, looking at gut health, looking at liver toxicity. I think these are all things we have to look at when we think about allergies and hay fever. And and when I let you go, I'll tell my story a little bit about how I it effectively, at least for me, got rid of hay fever altogether. So I'm excited to get into that. Well, Jamie, we have taken a little bit longer than I expected, but I think the information was fantastic. I think we got through it really, really well. And I love the thorough nature with which you described all of this for us. I think that anybody listening has got a pretty good grasp on how these can be used. We have the kick-ass allergy and the kick-ass allergy and sinus. And we'll have links for those in the show description, as well as some other good information for you there as well. And with that, I'll say thank you so much. And I'm going to commit you to coming on in the cold and flu season, and we'll talk about the immune formulas that you have for us then.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks so much for having me, Jared.
Awesome. Thank you, Jamie. All right. So I hope you enjoyed that interview. I think Jamie, I'd never met her before. I love her. She's great. She had some awesome answers to the questions that I asked. She clearly knows what she's talking about. And I thoroughly enjoyed that interview. Hope you did as well. Let's talk about my story, because I haven't shared this story very much, maybe a handful of times in the 16, 17 years I've done Vitality Radio. But it's an interesting story because, you know, we think about these symptoms that we have, whatever they are. The symptomology that comes with allergies or with any other kind of chronic condition that hits us, you know, whether it's all day, every day, or it's occasional but recurring, we'll say. Allergies, at least in places like Utah where I live, are kind of a twice a year thing for 2 or 3 months of the year. They're pretty nasty. And then depending on how bad you might be dealing with those allergies, you may be dealing with them all year long or very close to all year long. When I was a young lad, as they say, I was in high school, probably about 15, 16, 17 years old. Those probably about 2 or 3 years. It's been a long time, So correct me, or I apologize if I'm wrong on the dates. But I think I had about 2 or 3 years of severe hay fever, like really, really bad stuff. It was constant runny nose, constant watery eyes, lots of sneezing. And it would just hit me like a ton of bricks every, you know, March-ish. And then last for a couple of months, and then come around September, October, it'd start hitting me again until the snow started to fly. And that hit me for, like I say, probably 4, 5, 6 seasons like that. And I was talking to my older brother, Craig, and he suggested that I try the Master Cleanse. It's a book that was written by Stanley Burroughs. Now, this book's old. I think it's from the 50s, if I remember right. We'll have a link to it because it's actually out of copyright. You can download it for free on the internet. So we'll find a link for you and put that in the show description. And we also have, there's also a bunch of places that have like his recipe online. So it's not hard to find this information, but we'll give you some links to give that to you. Stanley Burroughs was a big believer, basically, that fasting and occasional detoxing was a really, really critical part of optimal wellness. And I am a believer and have been a believer for many, many years that that is absolutely true. What I didn't know when I was a teenager was just how critical critical that issue is when you're dealing with allergies. So I thought, you know, I don't want to do this, because what is the Master Cleanse? Well, in really simple terms, it's 10 days of just drinking homemade lemonade, fresh squeezed lemons, distilled water, and maple syrup with a little bit of cayenne pepper in it. That's the drink. And that's all you drink. Now, you can drink as much of it as you want. You can also drink just water, of course. And they will, you can drink herbal tea on it if you'd like. In fact, they suggest a laxative tea to make sure that the bowels are still moving. Although a lot of people, rather than the laxative tea, will take Lean and Clean, a formula that I actually developed 15 years ago or something like that. We've had a lot of people use that with the Master Cleanse if they don't like the idea of drinking the herbal tea. Either way works. But that's all you do for 10 days. And I'm not going to tell you that it's fun. In fact, it's not very fun to avoid all of your favorite foods for 10 days. And for the first 2 or 3 days, it's challenging. You don't feel that great. You're usually pretty low in energy. Sometimes you may even have some detox, sort of side effects that are going on, maybe some headaches, things like that. I didn't experience headaches. I just felt fatigue and I just missed food, basically. But once you hit about day 3 or maybe day 4, depending on the individual, you start to feel really good. It's like your body is firing. It's detoxifying like crazy. You're getting all kinds of cellular autophagy happening and breaking down those old damaged cells that need to get out. And you're detoxifying your body in a really, really substantial way, because you're basically not making your body digest and assimilate much. And so the body has a lot more energy to work on detoxification of the liver, the blood, kidneys, and so on. So that's the Master Cleanse. And again, I'll link to it in the show description. I'm not going to give you any more information than that. But I did that for 10 days as a teenager, and I didn't like it at all. But about 5, 6 days in, I also didn't have any hay fever symptoms. And by day 10, I was like, they were gone. And I've never had hay fever since. Now, I have done periodically the Master Cleanse, not because I've had hay fever symptoms, just because I think it's good for you. I've done it 5 times, 6 times since then. So not often, not as often as I certainly probably should. I've done it maybe once every 5 years or something like that. But, you know, kind of a whether you need it or not kind of a thing. But that first 10-day cleanse got out whatever was in there and restored whatever balance was needed to where, well, haven't had a hay fever ever since. So highly suggest it, because even if it doesn't solve your hay fever problems, it's really good for you. So why not do it anyway? Detoxification is awesome. In fact, we're talking a lot about detox on Vitality Radio lately with, you know, a couple of different doctors from CellCore talking about parasite detoxification and all the other stuff that you've been hearing. Clearly, I'm a fan. Now, if you want to take the quote unquote easy way out, you can try just a herbal liver detox without fasting, or do some sort of a moderate fast, not quite as intense as the Master Cleanse, And my favorite for that purpose is a product by Life Seasons called Purity. We'll have a link for that if you want to try that for 30 days and see how that helps. It often does. Supplementally, there are a lot of things that you can do with along with the herbal formulas that we talked about with Jamie that can potentially help. Now, I would suggest using the herbal formulas exactly like she recommended. I'm a big believer in these formulas. Now, they weren't around. Well, they were around when I was a teenager, but I'd never heard of them. So I never tried those back in the day. But I've had so many people tell me that these formulas absolutely work great. And as she mentioned on the show, it's the number one selling formula for allergies in the whole natural products industry. That's no small feat, and it doesn't happen if the product doesn't work. So I would recommend just giving those a shot, see how well they do. And then if you need additional support, oftentimes people will add some additional quercetin. That can be very, very helpful on top of what's in with the orange peel formula. You can also do, like I say, the liver detox, the Purity, or the Master Cleanse if you want to be a little bit more aggressive about it, which I do suggest. Extra vitamin C is always a good idea when you're trying to fight off hay fever and allergies. And the other thing I love is pantothenic acid, which I mentioned in my B vitamin episode just a couple weeks ago. That can be fantastic for supporting the adrenal glands during the stress that they come under when you're dealing with an allergic reaction. And prior to doing the Master Cleanse, I was using pantothenic acid very, very religiously, about 1,500 milligrams a day. And it was the most helpful thing I had tried up to that point until I did the cleanse. So that's the story for you right there. I hope that that was helpful. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you have questions, of course, call us 801-292-6662. That's 801-292-6662. Also, don't forget to join me, whether it's virtually or in person, at Be Healthy Utah, BeHealthyUtah.com, code VITALITY40. Get you 40% off of the remote package, we'll say, where you can get all the speakers a couple weeks after the show is over, including myself. Or if you can come visit with us in person, I'll be speaking. And I'm so excited to announce that I'm not just speaking alone this year. I'll be speaking with my wife, Jen. We're going to talk about her story and how she overcame bipolar and addiction and chronic pain and the need or the perceived need for psychoactive pharmaceutical drugs. We're going to go through that talk, speaking together at Be Healthy Utah. That's April 20th is when we're speaking, but the show goes, or the event goes 2 days, Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th. So can't wait to see you there. And then I'll also be at the following Saturday, the 27th, the Vibrant Living Conference here in Utah as well. I got in too late to be a speaker there, but we will have a table there. If you're in Utah, we'd love to have you come to that as well. We'll also link to their website in the show description. And that's all the time I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening to me. I'm Jared St. Clair, and this has been Vitality Radio.
Been listening to the Vitality Radio podcast. Enjoy your week. In the meantime, Jared will be feverishly searching for the latest nutrition info to educate you on and wading into mounds of propaganda to help steer you through it. Vitality Radio is researched and written by Jared St. Clair. Our awesome music is by Brian Bob Young. Support Vitality Radio by subscribing and giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or your favorite podcast source. Don't forget to follow us at Vitality Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Please let us know your thoughts about this episode by using the hashtag Vitality Radio Podcast. And if you like what you hear, go tell somebody with a share, a screenshot, or an airdrop. Thank you.